The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
We've heard from the party leaders and the party candidates. We also heard with Barry White from some of the independents in terms of trying to figure out who will form the next government. But we've also been visiting constituencies across the country to hear about the local issues that are affecting you. And Josh Crosby on the election trail has gone this time to the city of the tribes, Galway.
For me, number one is housing for young people. It's going to be impossible to find a house once I leave college, so housing for everybody, accessible housing is number one.
Well, I definitely think the homeless situation needs serious looking at. Then on the other side, for younger people trying to get onto the property ladder.
Probably hospitals. You know, mother's in hospital now, she does be in and out, but it's not great. Health service in Ireland is, and housing, obviously. I'm all right, I have my own house, which I'm lucky to have, but my daughter's here in Galway. She's in college. I don't know what it'll be like for her.
Housing and health are issues coming up in every constituency. But here in the West, there is one local issue, and that is transport.
I look back, I think Galway City has declined, and the main culprit is traffic.
The people of Galway say the city is being choked up with traffic, which in turn is leading to a variety of challenges. To hear from some of those trying to improve movement throughout the city, I met with Martina Callanan from the Galway Cycling Campaign.
People want to live in the city, you want to be able to travel about the city. Beautiful city, right on the edge of the Atlantic Ocean, and it just should be easier and safer to get to school, to cycle to work, to make your way to the prom for a walk or to the local woods.
When the candidates come knocking on your door now looking for a vote, what are the key aims that you want to see them prioritise and address?
Well, I want to see them put their money where their mouth is. Everybody's for, oh yes, let's make it easier to walk and cycle, but let's show me the money. I'd like to see, and the campaign would like to see, at least 20% of the capital transport budget for walking and cycling. We want to see dedicated maintenance funds for existing footpaths and cycleways, just like they exist for maintaining roads.
And the green light's been given to the bus connects for Galway. Do you think, is this the answer? Is this the solution to Galway traffic?
I think that's going to make a huge difference to Galway. Actually having dedicated bus corridors going across the city, that's really going to help people, just give people the choice to, oh, this journey, if I go into town, I can take the bus instead of taking the car. I think it's going to give, I'm again looking at my son going, okay, 10, 15 years from now and he'll be a teenager, having that independence for young people to get about, go meet their friends.
Yeah, and unfortunately, look, time and time again, when you bring up Galway, traffic does come to people's minds. So if you were running for election yourself, or if you were in power, if you had the powers that be, what are some other solutions that you think to these traffic?
If everybody drives, nobody moves. So we need to give people real safe, attractive choices to leave their car in the driveway, to be able to walk to the local shop, maybe take the bike to school. And yes, you're going to need a car for certain journeys, but maybe not every single journey.
Just last month, the Bus Connects Cross City Link was given the go-ahead. The new corridor is part of a wider plan that aims to increase bus services in Galway by around 50%. To get a taste of the existing public transport in the city, I'm going to catch a bus now with Reg Turner, who works for the National Ambulance Services and is involved with Safer Streets for All.
For me, Josh, it's the network effect. It's connecting stuff. It's having cycle lanes that are connected, having pedestrian infrastructure that's connected. Our road network is fairly good as it is. You travelled down from Dublin there this morning, and I suppose you didn't have to take out a map, you didn't have to look at anything. It all works fairly well, so I suppose that's what I'd be calling for. We're looking for the same thing with pedestrians.
And Reg, each constituency has its own localised issues, but look, when Galway is brought up time and time again, traffic is forefront of people's minds. What are some solutions to this, do you think, to the traffic congestion?
Yeah, so I suppose traffic congestion, reallocation of road space would be one of the things that would be high on our priority list. So here's the 401. Let's get on the 401 and we'll see what the story is.
Right, so I'm going to come with you now and you can show me some of the measures that have worked and maybe have not worked.
Yeah.
How are you doing? Just into Air Square?
Where are you going?
This is one of the new models, Reg, I'd say.
It is, yeah.
Very similar to what we have up in the Big Smoke in Dublin.
Big Smoke.
So this is the 401. This brings you from Salt Hill.
Yeah, so it goes from here in Salt Hill all the way to Parkmore, so where the big medtech companies
yes,
are.
Yes, yes.
Out the far side of the city, out in the east side.
And so, it runs well, runs smoothly?
Yeah, yeah.
So public transport, has that box been ticked for Galway or...?
It's reliable, it's dependable.
Is there a strong appetite there from the people of Galway to use public transport?
I think it could be. It could be better, is the truth about it. But different routes are busier. We're just coming in along Lower Salt Hill here. If you just look at the car parking here on the left-hand side, the actual road narrows up. And if someone is coming along here on a bicycle, you see here now the bus has to come to a full stop. It just causes, I suppose, it causes delay to the bus, but it's also compromising the safety of the cyclist as well.
So it's not even just the number of cars on the road, but the layout, the road structure.
Yeah, the road structure, the lack of. If we look at Sea Road here now on the left-hand side, so Sea Road is part of the Safe Routes to School, and you can see the improvements that they're putting in. It's a limited space, is the truth about it, Josh. Space is limited, but we're all sharing the road, and I suppose what we're looking for is the safest possible scenario for people, as opposed to the fastest possible way that you can move your car around. Like, nobody wants to be stuck in traffic, be that on a bus or be that in your own car. So if we can get enough people on safe cycling infrastructure choosing to walk, become a pedestrian or using public transport, that just frees up the road space almost instantly.
Very good, Reg. Well, look, I'm going to let you continue with your journey, and I'll hop off here and speak to some more Galwegians.
Thank you very much.
It's not only the bus services that the people of Galway want to see improved, but there's also a campaign for a light rail similar to the Lewis. And here in the West, it's not only those seeking a vote who are handing out leaflets, as the Lewis campaign has documents for the election candidates pointing out the benefits of a light rail or very light rail system. Brendan Holland is chair of the Lewis Tram for Galway Group and also runs a newsagent just off Air Square.
The bridge has clogged up the whole system for the last 20 years or so, and nothing has been done in Galway really to solve the problem. And a group of us got together over 20 years ago to promote this idea of a light rail for Galway. The NTA have said that it is not too expensive, and Galway is not too small, and it's an obvious solution to traffic in the city.
To go back to the running a business again, have you found over the years that people are turned off from coming into the city because of the traffic, or does it affect footfall?
Oh, without a shadow of doubt it affects it. Anybody living nearly on the east side of the city will go to Athlone or go to Limerick, and it's hassle to get into Galway. It's killing us.
So what is the solution? Is it Lewis? Is it Ring Road? Is it both?
Well, it's a bit of everything, actually. It's both. It's a bit of everything. It's a bit of cycling lanes. It's a bit of. It's definitely a park and rides. And without a shadow of a doubt, it's a Lewis. You look what Lewis has done for Dublin. Why can't we have it here in Galway?
How would you envisage it? If you could wave your magic wand, what would be the ideal scenario?
The ideal scenario would be two routes. One would come from east to west and the other would come from north to south.
So as someone who is providing a service here in the city, you're creating employment, but you're also campaigning for future transport plans for the city. What's your message to the candidates and the future government? What issues do you want to see them prioritise?
Traffic, to be honest with you. I'm totally biased when it comes to that. And to get the Lewis over the line. Get their finger out and do something. That's what we need.
Known as a hive for the arts and culture scene, it's unfortunate the City of the Tribes is also associated with traffic. But there are, of course, plenty of concerns on voters' minds as they go to the polls on Friday.
Housing would be the first one. Health, obviously, the waiting in the A&Es and so on, and then public transport, particularly outside Dublin. The public transport system seems to be all Dublin-centric at the moment, and very little consideration for people living, particularly in rural Ireland. Even we live 8 miles outside of Galway, and there's only about 3 buses a day. We've a young family, youngsters looking for their first homes, and it's prohibitively expensive.
Just the VAT rate, I would love if it went back down to 9%. I mean, I do Airbnb, and that's an issue, yeah. It's an issue for everybody. There's cafes closing all over the place.
We often hear hospitality being brought up, maybe the hairdressers, but the likes of yourself now doing
short-term I just do a small business. But it has impacted me hugely.
The Ring Road for Galway here, it needs to be. Traffic is crazy. It's mental.
And how do you get in and out to work, or what's...
Well, you see, I'm on the outskirts, so it's sometimes just cycle or walk. I don't bother bringing the car anymore.
I feel the government we have at the moment, they're doing quite good. I'm very happy with them. But of course, it's housing for the young people and the cost of living to come down.
So stick with what you know rather than the unknown.
Long enough dealing with them and long enough here at my age to know.
So you know who you'll be voting for on Friday?
Oh, yes, I do.
What's it with people talking about immigration, all of that kind of thing, incoming immigration?
And is there much supply in Galway, or is it just the price ranges?
Well, not very little supply. And I know. I work in the sector.
You work in real estate, yeah?
Yeah. So.
And could you give some idea of the demand that's out there?
Demand far outstrips supply. You
because
know.
Galway is one of those counties that people
Absolutely.
Come here from around the world,
they do,
from
yeah.
America,
yeah.
And they'll have their holiday
and
homes
especially
out.
Especially now, as people can work from home, people like to get out of Dublin and, you know, get out of the bigger cities and try and be near to home if they want to be, you know. So it's definitely...
It just makes it even more competitive for
Absolutely.
Anyone
it does,
living
yeah.
locally who wants
it
to...
It does, yeah, yeah. But then that's people coming home as well, you know, so they're trying to be back where they came from, you know.
I'm very excited because even though I registered some time ago, I've only just found confirmation today that I have a vote, so I'm really looking forward to Friday. And as far as issues go, the one at the top of my list is green transition.
And is this your first time voting in an Irish election?
It's the first time in about 30 years, yeah.
Okay. Compared to where was your vote before, was it in...
In the UK. I have a vote in both countries, but not in referenda or European elections.
And what do you think of our system here now?
I think it rocks. I think it's amazing. It's the most nuanced, sophisticated voting system in the world, I think. And I just wish that everybody had one like that.
Josh Crosby reporting from Galway.
The Pat Kenny Show.
With Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.